All right, y'all, welcome to the Bald Brothers. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
We're great friends who use the podcast as an excuse to hang out.
Yeah.
All right, today we're going to hit you with a different thing, okay? All right, Tony, how many 10-year-olds do you think you could beat up? How many 10-year-olds do you think you can beat up? They're all boys.
Okay.
And it's a mix.
Okay.
You got one 10-year-old is JoJo, abnormally strong for his age. Some irregular, some is, you know, good at sports, some are nerdy. And they giving you everything you got.
Everything they got.
I mean, everything they got.
Okay.
But they're 10 years old.
I did a little research. So 10-year-olds, the average height is 4'6". They can weigh from 66 to 105 pounds.
105 is a solid 10-year-old.
That's a solid 10-year-old.
Because what you saying, 205, 210?
Right now, yeah. I think I'm 210. I haven't weighed myself in a while.
Okay, you 210, so...
So half one, of me is coming in high.
Okay, so you let's say every we got a mix on the spectrum.
Right.
Okay,
we got
so
the mix.
You said what was the lowest weight?
So the lowest weight is 66 pounds.
So you got one is 66, one is 76, one 86, one 96, one's 106. Then it starts over.
And they coming in.
And they coming in hot.
Whew, 10 years old.
10
huh?
years, and they coming in.
They coming in.
They're not. They're not
tough.
Abnormal. They're not like boxing 10 year olds.
You just giving it the best.
They just went to an elementary school around the way. Said, yeah. Give me 10 year olds, and then they just keep coming one after another, or they come in groups.
Uh huh. If they come in groups, I got them dead to rights. If they coming in 5x5, I'm getting them.
Yeah, no, they come in.
I'm piecing out the biggest ones first.
They not doing the movie stuff.
Okay,
you fight
it's simultaneously.
They rushing you.
They diving in.
And how many? What's the max number you think you could sock out and beat?
Man, 10-year-olds, man. Whew. I'm going to say 17, man. I'm 17 of them joints.
17 10-year-olds?
Yeah, Mac, because they coming in. Because
you got good reach, too.
I got that reach on them. So
and you got large hands.
And I'm definitely gunning for the biggest ones. So if it's like two and they coming in and one's a little taller than the other one, I'm going to hit that tall one first. Like, bah! Kicking. I'm kicking, too. With the kicks is going to give me a lot of space.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna kick them
now
right.
They're rushing you like a pack of zombies, though.
And the fact
they're
that I can kick them in the forehead, that's gonna be fantastic. Because they're gonna be short. So bow! And they're gonna fly back, chest open.
Their hands are gonna go up for sure.
Chest. They're gonna be like, ugh.
But the thing is, like, you got coming from behind, too.
They're coming from behind. That's
they're not
thing.
Rushing and you all at once.
One's gonna definitely choke me out.
Right?
Yeah.
One's kicking the back of your, because they're coming for blood.
Yeah.
They gonna kick the back of your knee out.
That's why I'm giving them 17.
17.
Yeah. Once they do this, and then I'm doing this, and my vision is like, oh, they pulling me down this way. Then the other ones is ribbing me up. My ribs is just, I'm short ribs McGee at this point. Like, short ribs. Brisket down in here. But I'm gonna be looking up, and I'm still be swinging. I'm gonna grab the one that's choking me, try to flip him over onto the stack that's in the front. Like, yeah, you thought you had me, little kid? Bye. Bam. It's going to be that scene in Don't Be a Menace when them kids are like, I'm definitely not above grabbing one by the ankles and spinning. Using him.
The kid has a weapon.
Just throw his hammer with another kid. So once that kid's head hits another head, bow. They're going to be head to head. Concussion City, man. These kids is going to be out. They going to rule the day.
Rule the day. They mess with Tony Baker.
If I do that, I might be able to get above 17. Because that's going to take a lot of them
out.
Yeah,
but you got to remember, you're going to be tired.
I'm going to be dead tired.
You're going to fight and takes a lot of energy.
I'm going to give them the best 2 minutes of my life.
You're going to succumb to the 10-year-old?
And then that's when they just... How many you got?
17 is a good number. I think, man, because I'm really trying to think of what my attack would be.
Yeah.
Like, if you just had 17, 10-year-olds rushing you,
right.
You wouldn't know they finna attack you.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, what's going on? But I'd be like, hey.
But we already prepared. We already know.
Okay, we know.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was just walking
we
down the street.
We know it's just...
And they're like, yeah, there you go. They start rushing over.
There you go.
There you go. What's up,
grabbing the hold. I'm like, what the fuck's going on, little kids?
Because it might feel weird to start swinging on little kids.
Yeah,
because
if you don't know, you're going to let them get close.
Yeah, what's up? They just, they tee
off. And if they close, that's going to mess up your whole strategy.
Okay, so we know this.
We know.
We know it's going to be us versus 10 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, I do agree. Kicking is probably valuable.
Oh, you got to kick, man.
You got to kick, right?
It's okay, a lot of
so they coming at me.
They behind you. They all over the place.
They all over the place.
No weapons.
No weapons. Just straight fisticuffs. I think I could get 20.
Okay.
Because when they rush,
yeah,
I'm a chest kick.
Chest kick. Got
boom.
You. 300.
And that's going to knock two or three in.
This is Sparta.
Yeah.
They're going to fall into each other.
Right? Boom.
They may or may not get knocked
boom.
Out on that.
Boom.
Fall right? in.
Because I'm 270. That's a yeah. lot of force.
That's going to be a lot of leg on
a
them
lot
little
of
kids.
Leg on them little kids.
The kid that's taking that initial kick, he's done.
He's out
he's dusky.
Right? The other ones are just going to
be like, oh, bowling pin.
That's right. That's my goal.
And
like,
they're going to recover.
I need to take you out yeah. and disarm two or three.
He gone.
And then get a little fear.
Right.
Because you get chest, a hole kick through somebody in the front. The second person's like, dang.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to do that. You got to strike a little fear.
Oh, we can do the fear?
Well,
I just assumed they was fearless.
Oh, they're just like little feral,
yeah, just, ah.
feral dogs.
Ah, get them.
They're regular kids.
Regular kids.
They're
though.
Regular children. They just are fighting.
Oh, so there's fear in there?
Yeah.
Oh, man, 27. That kid I kicked in the forehead, them kids gonna be like, oh.
Now they can't go back.
They gonna pause.
They gotta fight you, but they, you know, like I don't know how the story happens. But
one
drug
hesitation
dealer,
yeah. on this. If I see a kid doing this, he's done. I'm going for him next. That kid is like, Mike. Once you see the fear in somebody's eye, Mike. That's the one I'm using for the spin. Oh, you were scared, you hesitated, young one. Toss him away. Discard. Is that the best you got, kid? I'm going to be talking that shit. Now that I know fear is a factor.
Fear is a factor.
Yeah.
They regular 10-year-olds.
Y'all
just
not built for this. I told y'all, nobody fucking with me. And then I'm going to cuss. And the kids going, he's cussing. Mike, double-handed, bow on the back. Told you little kids not to fuck with me when you see me. The hell is wrong with y'all, man? Who else wanted?
Punching a scared child
and the 12-year-old's like, I be cussing. I'm like, nah, you stay over there, 12-year-olds. This is just for the 10s.
You could be hitting them on the top of the head.
They still innocent. Yeah. Boop. Knock their little caps off. Boop. Kids is done.
You ain't never got hit in the top of your head.
Man, I had Leon hit me on the top of my head when we fought one time. That's what gave him the edge. I just tapped out.
Leon. Such an awkward punch.
Yeah, man.
You did the same side. Oh,
all right, Leon, man, I give up, man. You win. It worked. I was like, damn, Leon, you had to do me like this. But the 10-year-olds, man, there's so many, because they innocent still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
27 10-year-olds.
I'm taking this to 27 now that I can fear is an element.
Yeah, I'll probably stick with the 22 because I can see me getting tired.
Oh, I'm going to get tired for sure.
I feel like I just would get tired before they, because kids have way more energy than,
oh, it's nonstop.
Than we do.
But once you hurt them, though, that's going to give them a lot
of
pause.
Yeah, but they can't back up. The drug dealer told them, if you don't fight with all your might, I'm going to kill your mom. Tough.
There's a drug dealer on the
drug dealer is what sent them after you.
They fighting for their parents' lives?
They fighting for their parents.
All right, I'm bringing it down to 24. I didn't know what was in state.
They're still scared, but they got yeah. they can't go back.
Yeah.
The drug dealer got their mom.
This
like,
is tough.
You go fight Tony and you don't come back.
These are poor kids.
These are poor kids in the favela.
Oh.
They're in the favela.
I would feel sorry for them. Nah,
you don't know the drug dealer did this.
Oh, okay. All
that's
right.
just their motivation.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the drug dealer did that. You know it. You're like, all right, kids, just do what you got to do,
yeah.
man. But that's their motivation. They can't back up, but they're still small.
Right.
They're still scared. And that's the thing, Tony. You got to think, man. Okay, the 100-pounders, that's tough.
Yeah, those big ones. That's why you got to get them big ones up out of here quick. Man. You got to give them the one here to quit a haymaker.
Because that also going to get the fear going.
Oh, for sure. Once the big kids go down, the little kids can be. Mike, while that little kid is watching the big one fall, you see that, you scared little kid? Mike, don't ever fuck with me. Once I cuss, man, the cuss is going to get so much
power. Roblox, nigga!
Fuck your tablets. Huh? I'll beat y'all with tablets. They be like, not my tablet. Mike. Got to give them the throat joint, too.
The Denzel?
The Denzel.
The equalizer?
Double up on it. They be trying to tell. Mom! Little kids, I'm calling for your mama now.
There's a scene in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they fight some kids in the neighborhood. Oh, bro. They throwing them into cars and stuff.
Oh.
Because they took the bike. It took Charlie's bike. Bro.
They was beating the kids
They're beating the brakes off these kids. He ran them into a car. Told. You ain't never seen this?
No.
Oh, Tone, let me show you this.
Oh,
that
snap.
Show is insane. I think that's where this prompt came from. It's Always Sunny Kid Fight.
That's funny.
Look at this,
Tone. Oh, they going to get revenge.
So they got that stole his bike. See, oh, they like he.
Ooh, he pieced him. Oh shit!
See that?
Yeah. These kids are getting that work, man.
Oh
shit! Oh, he doing the rib kicks. Yo, that's funny as hell, dog.
It's crazy.
Why am I here for it, though?
It's so dark. I'm like, what is going on, man?
Because them kids was jerks.
24 kids, 22 kids. How many 10-year-olds do y'all think y'all could beat up? Let us know in the comment. All right, we're moving on. The next thing Tony and I are doing, okay, so we're ranking all the Batman movies. We want to go. We want to go from worst to best.
Let's go worst to best.
Worst to best. Okay. So how many are we? How many is there total?
So you got four in the previous.
So we start with where are we start. We're not starting.
We
start
89.
Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's four under that regime.
Okay.
And then. The Christopher Nolan's is three.
Yeah,
I included Batman v Superman. I don't know.
That's
kind of Batman's movie, but I don't know.
Is that the one where he's Mark?
That's the Martha one.
Martha one. Okay.
Because I feel like Batman got a lot of screen time in that joint.
And did you include the Batman, the Robert Pattinson
yes.
one?
Yes.
Okay. So I mean, is it 12?
So that's nine.
That's nine total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four, three.
Okay. Yeah. Let's
boom.
Do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Peeps, nutrition. Are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year? You ready to do that? You ready to optimize your nutrition this year? I'm sorry to interrupt the Ball Brothers podcast, but listen, this is important. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. The beauty about like something like Factor is that you already got your meals in place. You know what I'm saying? Like if something threw your schedule off, maybe you were planning on cooking, but now something threw your schedule off. So now you just want something quick. But now you got something quick where you're not making bad choices. You already preset your choices. You know what I'm saying? And now you can stay on track for whatever your goal is. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on randomized, controlled, clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise, right? With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. All right? I like Factor Meals because they got me squared away on the quick. Because I be fumbling with my schedule all the time, and it's like, all right. Because you know, when you done fumbled around with your schedule, stuff ran longer than you anticipated, traffic was thicker than you anticipated, or whatever the case may be, now you desperate measures, now you at the drive-thru getting something you ashamed about later on, and it's messing up your goals. But with Factor already in place, you ain't got to worry about none of that. So eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/ballbros50off. Let's use the code BALDBROS50OFF to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code BALDBROS50OFF at factormeals.com/BALDBROS50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Get in on that. And now back to the podcast.
Okay, we already know what's at the bottom. I mean, who are we kidding here?
Yeah,
Batman and Robin, big bottoms, bell bottoms, the bottoms of the bottom, man.
I'm gonna write this down. Batman and Robin is ninth,
easily last.
Okay, Batman. And Robin.
Batman and Robin is 26 out of 9. Batman and Robin is one of the worst things I've seen.
Yeah, Batman and Robin got to be the worst one, man. No redeeming qualities.
Easily the bottom. Chill, the ice age. Please.
Just awful, man.
I got my Batman credit card. And they got the nipples
the
going.
The nipples on the suit. Also, that movie was marketed so much.
Yeah.
All the marketing, I was like, man, this is going to be good.
Oh, my God.
Trash. Okay. Easily, garbage. Batman and Robin is
easily
by far number 9. All right. Number 8.
Also easy.
Yeah.
Batman Forever.
I figured also them two easy. Were going to be easy. The Nolan one's going to be up at the top.
That's when we're going to start tussling.
Yeah, the Nolan ones are going to be up the top. They had some ones in there where they just was like, man, we still kind of got to put it out.
Batman Forever.
And they were making money. What did those two make?
Honestly, Batman Forever did well at the box office.
Yeah.
It didn't do as much as the 89 Batman, but it beat Batman Returns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Money-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
what were those numbers?
So it made like 170 domestically, 170 something domestically.
And that's 90s. That's
not bad. That's good money.
Yeah, that's good money.
And that was an increase from the previous Batman. So
No, kicking with grease. Kid.
Yeah, because the studio was like, man, Tim Burton too dark.
Yeah, yeah.
See, we got to liven it up. And Joel Schumacher was like, man, I don't want to lighten it up. Lighten it up. And he was like, all right, man.
Yeah.
And so that's why we got the visuals we got.
I like Tim Burton.
Oh, right. Me too.
So what's number 7?
I would say Batman v Superman.
I didn't like that movie.
Oh, did you like better than Batman Forever? That's the real question.
Yeah, I think
The Batman fight scene alone was better than anything in Batman Forever.
I think it was better than Batman Forever.
Okay.
Yeah, those two I didn't really remember liking anything. Didn't revisit for any positive reason. It was just like
Val I like Kilmer Batman was movie. Boring.
Yeah, I didn't like him as Batman.
He was boring.
He just didn't do get away from me. Just get out the suit and get out the tux, man.
Two-Face was too silly.
And I like Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
He was like giggity.
He was trying.
Two-Face ain't
tell.
Games, man. That man's crazy.
He was like you at the meet and greets. He was mustering up the last little vestiges of his energy. Like, trying to get zany.
That. And the makeup was it was a lot. I like the animated Two-Face got it.
Absolutely.
That man was crazy.
For sure.
But that coin was, I remember one time he flipped the coin and Batman threw a whole bunch of coins.
Oh, he
and
Two-Face know what to do.
Lost
he
it.
He didn't know what to
he
do.
He was like, gah! He just was freaking out.
And
like,
his lip is always crazy on the toe-up side. It's always like a.
Yeah, I hated Aaron Eckhart's. Oh.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't like when he tried to grab. I was like, bro, shut up.
His face was crazy, though.
Yeah, I just felt like Tommy Lee Jones could have given you the right Two-Face, but he was directed to give you the goofy
one. Yeah, they went goofy.
And Two-Face wasn't playing, bro.
No.
He was crazy for real.
Ain't nothing like, silly about Two-Face.
No, he's not joking. I'm going to kill you.
Like, the Riddler can be silly.
Yeah, cool. Riddler can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Riddle.
But also, the Riddler was like a murderer.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey was, he was too zany.
He was too zany.
Like, the Riddler, not the Detective Batman, Robert Pattinson.
Yes. That Riddler was
That Riddler was not laughing.
No.
He
like,
was real riddles, real death.
His voice was deep.
Yeah, he's not playing around.
Yeah, it was serious.
So he had
business.
No fun. Like the animated one again. I don't want to base everything off the animated one, but I feel like they got a lot right.
Yeah.
In the animated series
is fantastic.
Yeah, that had good Detective Batman. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the movies totally forgot Batman was smart.
Right.
You forget that's part of his whole thing. He don't have powers. He got to figure stuff out.
He got to figure stuff out on the, all right, blood sample. He tasting blood samples. Alfred,
exactly,
run this blood through the system. Make sure it's pure.
He was doing none of, there was whole movies where he didn't do that at all. He was just fighting. Like, bro, he not fighting. Like, these people have, this man has money and resources and smarts.
Right.
And then some people have powers. Like, Bane had powers.
Yeah.
In the cartoon. He's not going to beat you straight up. He unplugged his
he
hole.
He souped it up. He was like, what's up now, Batman? Hey, man, you're cheating, man.
Yeah.
My back.
So, yeah, okay. I'm good with that.
Okay.
So, next we have, okay, now it's going to get a little dicey.
Because
I like them early Michael Keaton. They ain't up there with Nolan's. But,
right.
But they in the mix.
Yeah, for sure. One of them for sure. But I got Batman next.
The
89.
Nolan? Oh, the original.
Yeah. Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Batman next.
Jack Nicholson as Joker was good.
I loved him as the Joker.
Loved him as the Joker.
Yeah.
I feel like he had the zany part, but he had the fear part.
Mm-hmm.
It only looked, at the time, I don't remember thinking it doesn't look good. It was just, you know what I'm saying? We was young. This is what it looked like.
From this point up, all these Batmans are good to me.
Yeah, for sure.
So now I'm just.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're just, I got no argument with that.
Yeah.
I got no argument with that.
Batman.
Okay, next up. I'm going to just let you go and see if I disagree with you.
You probably gonna disagree.
If you don't have my movie, then I'll break this mic over your head like a 10-year-old.
So
Mink, if you don't have my movie number one, we gonna have a problem. But keep going. Keep going.
I got Dark Knight Rises right here.
Oh, I don't got no problem with that.
Okay,
that ain't no problem. That ain't no problem.
Hey, Dark Knight Rises right there.
They
because the end, you lose points.
They fumbled the whole third act to me.
Yeah.
It wasn't even just Bane.
Yeah.
It was Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Yeah.
It was Bane not fighting Batman for the win. It was how Bane died.
Yeah.
They fell off the cliff.
Yeah.
For me. First act, great. Second act, even better.
Right.
Batman's mask getting broken off, probably one of my favorite Batman is down moments.
Right.
I was like, oh my God. It was like two movies in a row where Batman's stuff wasn't working.
Yeah.
His power and stuff wasn't working on the Joker because he's not trying to fight you.
Right.
I'm going to make you make a hard choice.
Mm-hmm.
His power and stuff is not working on Bane because you ain't got
you
hands
can't do
for
the
him.
Physical now.
When he said, oh, you fight like a young man.
Yeah.
Full of anger. Oh, my God.
He was giving it all he had.
Hey.
One thing I didn't like, though. Like, he didn't, there was no effect.
Nah, I love that.
I didn't like that.
Love that. It was like,
cause then it was too much of a disparity the next time around.
That was a big fumble. Cause you didn't get stronger. Mm-hmm. You rehabbed.
Yeah,
he broke your back.
All he did was climb. His whole rehab was climbing up.
He snapped his back up together, and then he climbed like. That's what I'm saying. You gotta. That's why it's also super whack. The fight scene wasn't even long outside the, like I don't know. It was like City Hall or something.
Yeah.
Fight scene with them isn't long, and he don't get to finish him off.
Right.
But I love the like, even more than the fight part. It was Batman turning the lights off and him being like, "Oh,
yeah,
you merely adopted the dark. This is the problem.
He's like, these are my tricks.
Yeah, for the uninitiated. I was born in the darkness, molded by it." I was like, oh my God. Can you imagine? Like,
he was like, now we cooking.
I'm finna cut the lights off on you hoes. This is what I, oh yes, it's dark. Hold on.
I love the dark. I didn't know you was into it.
Batman stuff ain't working.
Man.
That's what I love. But he never overcame that obstacle.
Right.
Ra's al Ghul's daughter, bro, she can be in there, but she can't be that.
No.
And I hated the way she died.
Oh, her death was super ass. It was ass cheeks.
I hated it.
Yeah, it was me. That That was the worst.
Hated it.
Fake death.
That last half
from
an hour.
Oscar-winning actress.
I was like, oh.
She was like, oh.
But her eyes were open.
I don't know how people die in real life in the moment, but come on.
Eyes wide open.
Come on. With eyes wide open.
All right, what you got next?
I don't know.
No, I'm listening.
All right.
I'm listening.
I got the Batman next.
Pattinson?
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I got the Batman sitting right there.
I love the
detectiveness.
Hated
I love the relationship between him and Commissioner. Well, at that time, what was Gordon's rank?
I think he was
man.
Lieutenant at the time.
Was a lieutenant?
Yeah, because he hadn't made it.
He wasn't the commissioner yet.
Yeah. That's Jeffrey whatever. Wright, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that whole dynamic between them two.
Yeah.
I liked, I can't think of his name right now. It's Alfred.
Oh, dang.
You know what I'm saying?
Shoot, who was it?
Gollum.
Andy Serkis
is Alfred.
Yeah,
I like that little dynamic.
He's a good
there.
Alfred.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis don't really miss.
He don't miss.
Nothing he's ever
I've
done.
Never seen him in something where I was like, I'm not feeling this.
And
I like him every time.
He was in, if I'm not mistaken, he was in Star Wars.
Was he?
Andor, yeah. Good, in the prison thing. He was great.
I don't think I'll finish Andor.
Oh, man. He was in Andor. Good.
Yeah, he's always good.
He's good
man.
In the Marvel movies,
that's
too.
That's why I'm mad they killed him off in the Marvel.
Yeah.
I wanted
I
more
it,
of him.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Man. But Pattinson was the he got the detective part. He was way too moody.
He was too moody for me.
For
that,
Batman.
And that's why it's down here.
There's no billionaire playboy Bruce. They're not even a scene of him being that person.
No.
You got to have.
And I can't even imagine it.
No,
really,
he's
with
the
that
worst.
Character.
He works at Hot Topic.
Yeah, for
all
sure.
He does is gift you, like, rock star.
That was it.
Graffiti.
Don't come in my room,
that's
Alfred.
All
that
he
was the energy.
Does,
that
man.
Was the energy. Don't come in my room.
There's no champagne. Bruce Wayne has to have champagne and a beautiful Russian ballerina.
Right. As the facade.
You got to have that.
You got to keep up the image.
He was.
But to be fair, this could have been that moment in time where he was just like, I don't care about none of that businessy stuff. Maybe he has to get into that. You got to play the part.
Nah.
Okay.
No.
Right.
No.
Because
you
still,
have to be Bruce
it's still
Wayne.
The early days.
You got to be Bruce Wayne. Mm. I feel you.
Yeah.
But I don't even think Pattinson could have done it, even though they didn't do it.
I can't see it.
But I'm okay with, I love it. But the detective part was so good.
Yeah.
And the threat was so real. And also, just a little bonus point, it said the Penguin was just great.
Penguin's fantastic.
Penguin, top, one of my favorite new series. Also, Colin Farrell made me realize, like, I'm not even going to try that hard at acting ever. I don't have that in me.
Maybe you do.
No.
Like, if you put on,
don't.
First of all, Colin Farrell, you know, he's been beastly.
He's,
for a while. Like, the moment I realized how beastly he was in Broods.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
But his performance in that movie, I was just, because I saw another side, because they tried to typecast him into that leading man, brooding, like, you know what
Phone
I'm
Booth movie, too.
Like, Phone Booth was a good, that was a good showcase.
You acting
he was
in
desperate.
A phone booth, and that's it, and I'm still captivating you
just
in a phone booth.
Keep Sutherland on the phone, like, yeah, man. This is that the third.
But the Penguin,
Penguin was just
Colin Farrell does not exist.
It's not him.
There is only
a lot of people didn't know it was him
Tone.
When they saw the Batman.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. He's also really in the Penguin show.
Uh-huh.
He was really funny to me. He is that nigga would do it. I mean, his whatever it takes to survive. He don't care.
Every
you
time,
think I want to do this? I was going to give it to you, man. No, you wasn't.
These are my favorite kind of characters, man. The characters that are one minute you like, yeah, nah, oh. See, you're all over the place. That's why I love Denzel in Training Day. He had me going through those different emotions.
1,000%.
I like this guy. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Wait, can I trust you? That's the Penguin.
That's the Penguin. And from moment
season.
To moment, it's whatever I need to do in this very moment to survive.
Yeah.
I'll figure the rest out.
Because
they're always about to kill him.
Always.
And when death's at your door, brother, I'll say and do whatever I can. And sometimes I'll kill you.
His life was on the line so many times.
Oh, it was great. Though. Okay, you're doing good, Tom.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right, here we
ain't
go.
Ain't no arguments.
Here we go. Batman Returns.
That's the second
That's
Michael
Catwoman
Keaton.
Catwoman and the
Michelle
Penguin.
Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Danny DeVito's Penguin is up there. I feel like nobody talks about it.
His Penguin was fantastic.
He was also disgusting. When he was eating the fish and it was all filthy. Black, I was like,
His mouth was always just gross.
What's it called?
Batman Returns.
Yeah, okay.
He was like, I'm just trying to find my parents. And you feel sorry for him because they discarded him because he looked the way he looked.
Yes.
And he was just fantastic. Oswald Cobblepot. And Michelle Pfeiffer was perfect as Catwoman.
Now that's a white woman right there.
Man, she's the best Catwoman so far. Well, Eartha Kitt was fired too back in the day.
But... Holly Berry played basketball. I wanted to pour fire irons in my eyes in that scene. I said, Holly, and I love you, girl. That basketball scene, I wanted to set the movie screen on fire. I said, what the hell? Why is you
terrible.
Even hooping? It was so unnecessary, man.
That movie was hot. I saw it in theaters. Like, I lit up a cigarette in the theater. I was like, man, fuck this. Why did you do this?
I hated it so bad.
I smoked a regular ass cigarette in the movie theater.
Hated it.
Blew it in people's faces. It was trash.
Oh. Trash. Okay. Batman Returns. Yeah, I'm gonna take it.
Batman Returns.
All right. So you only got two left.
You know where we're going with this. Batman Begins is number two.
Batman Begins
is number two, man. Extremely well done. Fantastic reset.
Yeah.
It was just a great origin piece.
I love the Ra's al Ghul.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Batman becomes a ninja.
Yeah.
That part I hadn't seen
before
that. Animated Batman, he's already Batman.
Right.
Like, and it was a good training sequence. I feel like Ra's al Ghul was the proper villain for that level of Batman's.
Yeah.
Like
for sure.
Capability. Mm-hmm. And the student has
and
become
they walked
teacher.
Us through all the training.
Yeah.
I felt like we trained. I was like, all right, we just paid dues.
He paid the dues.
Yeah. And then you see him incorporating the skills that he learned in the streets.
And Liam Neeson's is great as
fantastic.
Ra's al Ghul.
Fantastic.
And the League of Shadows. They want to destroy Gotham.
Yeah.
Because Bane comes right back with Gotham's soul.
Yeah.
It's corrupt.
Maybe Gotham needs to be destroyed,
man,
y'all.
Them doggone League of Shadows is coming for it every time.
Let's talk about it.
This city is corrupt.
The League of Shadows be in the corner like. They just be looking at pictures of Gotham like.
Ugh! I hate this
Gotham
city,
is still there, y'all. What is still there?
We try to blow it up with the train, man. Get Bane in there, man.
They just be looking at posters of Gotham. Like, you walk into a room on a League of Shadows person, they just be in there looking at the picture. What you doing, man?
Visit Gotham, y'all.
Goddamn Gotham, man. Still there. It's still there.
Let's just go blow up Gotham Tourism Department, man. Let's
blow
just
it
get
up tonight,
crack.
Man.
And that's the thing about Dark Knight Rises that pisses me off. The opening sequence with the plane is so fire.
Yeah.
Brother. They need to discover one of us in the fire. And
right.
That dude was like, has it begun? The thing, you know, and they crashed that plane for real.
For real.
So I'm like, oh, bruh, we gonna go up. We ain't.
We did. They didn't
but
stick
then the
landing.
Bottom, they didn't stick the landing.
That
the plane was
act,
upside
man.
Down, crashed into the Hudson.
Nah, man.
All right, I gotta take a call, so we're gonna cut this, just hold this thought. We're gonna talk about my
bet favorite. Bet that.
Let me call my lawyer real quick, and then we.
Oh, lawyer calls. I know. It's serious business over here. Now, y'all already know what number one is because that's the only one left. So the topic is we rank the Batman movies. We started from worst to best, and we only got one left. And y'all know which one is left. So we already know what it's going to be. It's going to be Batman the movie with Adam West. That's going to be number one. The Batman, the movie with Adam West, where he pull out the shark repellent. That's the best Batman movie of all time. So y'all thought it was going to be The Dark Knight, but it's the shark repellent, y'all. That's the scene that solidified Batman forever. They was on that helicopter ladder. That shark jumped out the water and was on Batman's leg. Robin gave him that young shark repellent that they happen to have on hand because you know you need the shark repellent. Handed it to him. They spray the shark in the eyes. The shark falls into the water and explodes. I don't know why the shark blew up, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Speaking of sharks, man, call me soft. I feel sorry for Jaws. Whenever there's an animal killing people in movies, I always have a little bit of feel sorry for them. I don't know what it is. I just be like, oh. I don't know what it is. Because it's like they're just animals at the end of the day. And I know you got to kill them because they're killing people. But it still just be like, oh. Because, you know, we don't know. We don't truly know why they were doing it. I remember I was watching The Hobbit joint. No, it was Lord of the Rings. Whatever Lord of the Rings, where they were fighting that big spider. And he stabbed the spider. The spider was like, ah! It made a little noise. I'm like, oh. Oh, you heard her. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, listen, I'd have done the same. I'd have shanked the shit out of that girl. But I was just like, oh. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, man. Even those moments where Godzilla be like, I'm a Godzilla, this creature. He just be like, he'll open the mouth or something and then just breathe into it and just be like, oh, Godzilla. Even when Godzilla got killed in that last Godzilla movie, that was fantastic. What was the name of it? Godzilla Zero? Not Zero. Was it Zero? It was something with a number in there. That Godzilla was, I love that movie. But when they finally got him, I was like, oh. Oh. Minus One, yes. If y'all haven't seen Godzilla Minus One, do yourselves a favor and watch it. It's fantastic. To me, it's the best Godzilla movie I've seen because this time, you know, they always got to focus on humans. This time, the human element was compelling. It was like I cared about the characters. So now, when they do come across Godzilla, it matters even more now because finally, the humans aren't just in the way. It's the whole, like, you know, Japan is recovering from the war. They're trying to get their life together. They're trying to get their feet together. And then, you know, Godzilla is just out here making their lives even more miserable. And then the dude, it feels like a coward because he fumbled on his kamikaze mission, so he feels like he's not worthy. And that whole element. And then, you know, Godzilla rolls up, he freezes again. So he's just trying to find his courage, and it's just fantastic. So I would definitely recommend it. I wouldn't mind a pet shark. I would not mind a pet shark, man. Would not mind at all. The sharks are, you know what I'm saying? Look at sharks, man. They be in the water just chilling. They're attractive animals. When you look at them, they cool looking. They look smooth. Y'all ever see that video of a shark swallowing a camera? It swallows somebody's camera, so you see the inside of a shark. It looks so clean in there. It was like all white. It was just white, top and bottom, just all like pure white. I was just like, man, it looks clean in there. You know what I'm saying? It didn't look gross on the inside. You would think, like, if you're getting eaten, it'd be gross in there. But, like, the shark mouth, I was like, it's big white in there. It looks cozy. It looked kind of cozy in there. Now, mind you, I don't want to get eaten by a shark. But if something has to eat you, though, if you had to pick, where you going to get ingested? You know, a shark, it might not be that bad. It might even be more appealing than, like, getting swallowed by a whale. I feel like the whale's going to give you more room, but I feel like it's going to be smellier in the whale because they are mammals, and mammals are gross. Mammals are gross. When you really think about, like, what we be doing and how we be living and, like, how we be smelling, like, if you just let us not bathe and just let us be on the day-to-day, we'd be like, ooh, ooh. And other animals smell too, you know what I'm saying? Reptiles got their little scent, but it's not like, oh my God. You know, mammals gonna give you that, oh my God. You put some unwashed humans around in the summertime, in the humidity, in Florida, They ain't took a shower in like weeks. And y'all like in a tight squeeze. You're going to be like, what the hell is going on in here? Hey, man. Oh, God. This is us? Yeah. Give me a hug, man. Like, oh, this is terrible. This is pure horror. So mammals are gross. Now, sea creatures, though, they be smelling. When you think about fish and just any type of, well, really fish more so than anything. Fish have this scent. We just like, damn. But you can still kind of take it, though. Like, you know, when you in the grocery store and the butcher aisle and they got the seafood there, you be like, oh, it smells like fish in here. But once you know it, you're like, fish. It's not like, oh, God. It's not like a pail of chitlins. It's not the same. So I don't know, man. And then I feel like crab and lobster and those type of seafoods, do they smell like fish? Kind of? A little something? You get that little sea? Because I remember when we had to dissect a crawfish in high school, it was a mixture of whatever chemical they used for the dissection animals and then also some seafoody type smell in there. I was just like, this is an interesting smell. But it didn't. It wasn't like gross. Ooh. But I never dissected like the pig or the cat. I never did that. I just did the grasshopper, worm, crawfish. I think those were the only ones that I did on the dissection tip. I remember I was I did a frog too, because I remember skinning the frog. We had to skin the frog, and I did it. Man, I was dreading this portion of the science class. I was like, man, we dissecting stuff? I was getting my feet together for weeks before. I was just like, man, it's going to be tough. I kept bringing it up to other students. They were like, man, hush, man. I was like, hey, man, you know that dissection's coming up, y'all. As soon as I get to class, you know, that dissection, man, it's going to be crazy. I feel like Billy Madison. I don't know if y'all remember this scene in Billy Madison where he was talking, he went up to a new grade. He was like, addition and subtraction is one thing, but multiplication, division, this is going to be tough. And then the kid was just like, and then he was like, all right. So he turned to another kid and said the same thing till he had a friend. But I was dreading that dissection, man. I was like, oh, God. But the frog, I went in, surprisingly, I was able to do it all. I skinned it. And I went in there, and I was looking at the parts and the pieces, and I was just like, all right, Tom. I'd be surprising myself a lot. I'd be like, I can't do it, and then I'd be doing it. I didn't think I could wipe grown asses, and I did it for work. I'm like, I ain't wiping nobody's ass. Fast forward to me wiping somebody's ass. I had to do it for work, so it was like, hey, man, what am I going to do, huh? I wiped his ass, man. That was in the job description, man. So I had to do it. Man, finally, man. Sorry. Tell your lawyer, man, we working.
Sorry, man. I was like, hey, we got to make it quick. And I mean more than 10 minutes. All right, so where we at?
All right, so. Yeah, I was talking about ass wiping.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do that.
Sometimes you got to do it. The best Batman film. I was telling him the Batman movie with Adam West from 1969.
We don't have to go into detail why Batman.
The Dark Knight, man.
The Dark Knight is, to
one
me,
of the best movies, period.
Best movies ever. It's the best superhero film to me. That, Logan, Angela Bassett, to me, they should be nominated for acting, directing, not necessarily Batman, Dark Knight.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like that just because it's a comic book movie, we don't nominate the actors.
Right.
Or they don't win.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like Hugh Jackman and Logan.
Yeah.
He should have got a nom.
At the very
least.
I'm not
saying he should have won.
Yeah.
But that was Oscar worthy
for sure.
Nomination. I actually do believe Angela Bassett should have won.
Yeah.
For that role.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm going to say it every time. If she did lose,
it'd
she
be to
has
the other
to
girl
lose
from
to Stephanie
movie.
Sue.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis didn't do nothing
didn't
spectacular.
Didn't do nothing in that. Why was she even nominated?
When I watched that movie, she didn't stand out performance-wise.
Oh, she wasn't bad, but it was.
I didn't leave that movie like, man, but Jamie Lee Curtis killed it.
And she was in weird scenes, like hot dog fingers.
That's all I remember is the hot dog fingers.
Hot dog fingers ain't.
That's all I remember is this.
Yeah.
And they were making noise, too. It was like.
Yeah, it was so frustrating. Like, I thought Angela, I didn't think they would let her win because of comic book movie.
Yeah.
But I thought Stephanie Hsu would win it.
But they be giving them the comic book movies.
Not for acting.
Yeah, Joker, twice.
For acting?
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix and Heath Ledger. So the comic book movie excuse is Dedsky's.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't even know if Joaquin was Oscar worthy. But I'm okay with it.
Hold on now.
I'm okay with it. I'm a little frustrated.
Come on now.
I'm a little frustrated.
He was great in that.
He was great. He was great. It was incel's dream. That was, they were like, this is my life, man. Exactly. Everybody's mean. I can't get no girl. People push me on the train. This is what I've been trying to say the whole time. Yeah. And I want to kill somebody as a result of it. Yes, man.
I feel seen.
That's what I'm talking
about.
They
started dancing on the steps in the Bronx.
Such a weird movie. Yeah. All right. That's it.
Boom.
In order.
Done deal. Batman's rank.
Let's go. We got Batman and Robin, Batman Forever, Batman vs. Superman, Batman, Dark Knight Rises, The Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Begins, and The Dark Knight.
He always put his name up in that title, except for The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. Batman going to put his name in there. Joker 2 was absolute garbage.
Absolute garbage. We'll see you guys next week. If you're on the Patreon, stick around. We're going to keep going.
Stick around.